Welcome to Transforming Growth, presented by STEG, a CEPR consortium initiative. My name is Tim Phillips, and in this series, I'm investigating some of the most important new research in economic development. Now, in a few minutes' time, I'm going to be speaking to Steffi Fried from Arizona State and the San Francisco Fed about how important a reliable supply of electricity is for firms that want to grow. At first, I'm joined by Joe Kobosky again from STEG. Joe, hello again.
Hi, Tim.
Now, Joe, why did you choose Steffi's paper for your conference?
Steffi's paper is a great example of the type of research that we're looking for in STEG, because what it's doing is, well, first of all, it's focusing on something very important, electrification, which is important for any country to grow. And then the methods it's using is to think about what are the aggregate impacts of electrification and the long-term impacts of electrification. So how investments in power supply and infrastructure can contribute to long-term sustainable economic growth.
And there are a lot of countries now all across the developing world and in emerging economies as well, investing a huge amount on their electrification infrastructure, aren't there? Is this a recognition that an unreliable electricity supply is always going to hold back structural transformation?
I think that's probably the case. Mm. I think the importance of this research is quantifying just how important that channel is.
Well, let's find out how important it is. You're listening to Transforming Growth. Hello, Steffi.
Hello, Tim.
Steffi, how common are power outages in Africa's economies still?
They're pretty common. According to the World Bank Enterprise Surveys, approximately 80 to 90% of firms in developing economies experience an outage in the past month. Ooh. And this includes major sub-Saharan African economies like Ethiopia, Nigeria, Ghana.
And is there a reason why these outages are still as common as that? Because these are fairly advanced economies we're talking about.
So this is something I think that researchers are really trying to understand. And some researchers suggest that these outages occur because electricity markets are highly distorted. Mm. So policymakers are under a lot of political pressure to keep electricity prices low. And as a result, the price is often regulated so that it's below the market clearing level. And when that happens, electricity supply is less than demand and you get rationing, otherwise known as an outage.
I suppose these firms are pretty used to their electricity going off now. So how do they typically cope when that happens?
So you're right. I mean, some firms have generators so that they can produce power during an outage. And other firms, I think, just have to stop production. Mm-hmm. So according again to those World Bank Enterprise Surveys, over half of firms in some of the largest economies in sub-Saharan Africa report having access to a generator for use during an outage. I think that's a fairly common coping mechanism.
And I think from the research that I've seen on this, that firms seem to cope pretty well with that. The reported reduction in productivity is still quite small. So are perhaps we overemphasizing the impact that this rationed electricity supply is having on these economies?
I think that's a really good point. And it's one of the things that actually sparked our interest in this topic. Kind of existing research has primarily focused on the short-run effects of eliminating outages, holding all other decisions the firm makes fixed. So we can think about an example. So suppose that a firm thought they would have 10 power outages next year, so they decided to invest in a generator instead of a new factory building. And now let's say they were wrong and they actually didn't experience any outages. Then their output would go up because they don't have to deal with the outages. And that's the short-run effect that previous studies have estimated. And what they find is that the increase in output is small. But what we argue in our paper is that that's not the whole story. And suppose instead that firms knew ahead of time that there wouldn't be any outages next year. Then they might build a new factory building instead of purchasing that generator. And they'd probably hire some more workers too. And so output will go up by a lot more. And one of the main points of our paper is that when you account for the fact that eliminating outages changes firms' expectations, so it changes their capital and labor decisions, then the effects of eliminating outages on productivity are much larger.
I see. So if they had this 24-hour supply, or if they made the assumption they had the 24-hour supply of electricity, then they would make more of these investment decisions for the future that would have a payoff in making them more efficient.
Exactly.
You created a model of this. What real-world data on electricity supply and productivity can you use in your model?
So we use data on average and marginal cost operating a generator. So it's this kind of alternative form of electricity. We also use data on the price of grid electricity in the different economies and on the fraction of electricity that firms generate themselves using a generator versus purchase from the grid.
When you put all that information into the model, you can get a short-run effect and a long-run effect. In the short run, does your model pretty well match up with the effects that we're seeing, which is not much of a productivity difference?
Yes, exactly. So we find that the short-run effect of eliminating outages, that is when you hold all capital and labor decisions constant, is small, just like in the earlier studies.
But when you look at the long-run equilibrium, what sort of improvements is it possible to achieve, do you think?
So in the long run, firms know that they will not experience any more outages. And so this raises the marginal products of capital and labor. So firms hire more labor and invest in more capital, scaling up their production. And also in the long run, they can adjust their production technology with which they operate. So they can choose to use more modern technologies that require electricity, which further raises output per worker.
And Steffi, what's the scale of the impact that you think could be achievable?
So we look across five different economies in sub-Saharan Africa, and there we find that the resulting increase in output per worker in the long run is between 12% in Uganda and 27% in Nigeria. And that's much larger than what our model would predict for the short run. The short run is only about 5% or so averaging across all those economies. So we're getting effects that are roughly four times higher when we account for the long run channels.
To be clear, this impact isn't just because each worker is becoming more productive. There's something bigger going on here.
Right. So partially, yes, the workers are more productive, but it's not just the workers. So capital is more productive, too, because you don't have to idle it during an outage. Or if you have a generator, you don't have to pay the higher self-generated electricity cost to operate your capital during an outage. So firms also invest in more capital, which can further raise output per worker.
But, Steffi, there's a but in this, isn't there? Where we started with this, low-cost electricity, that's a policy commitment for many governments. And that's how we get to this rationed, unreliable supply that we have today. So how can we move away from that to the long-run equilibrium that you found in your model?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
And I think the only insight I have on that is to find some way to increase electricity supply, either by raising the price or directly investing in additional generation capacity.
Steffi, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim, for having me. It was fun.
You're listening to Transforming Growth. The paper is Electricity and Firm Productivity, a General Equilibrium Approach. And the authors are Steffi Fried and David Lagarkos. Now, next time we're going to be looking at new research into how countries industrialize. And I'll be joined by Federico Huneas from the Central Bank of Chile and Richard Rogerson. He's from Princeton. But Joe, for this time, thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Transforming Growth. You won't want to miss any of our episodes, so subscribe to make sure you hear the whole series. And remember, you can find out more about STEG by visiting steg.cepr.org.